I think one of the things that probably led to the breakup, it's not a break, I don't even know what the word to describe the end of interracial fellowship was, because it was a gradual thing. But I would, in retrospect, I suspect it's the fact that a lot of the things that we did and talked about involved our children, our children's education, our children's involvement in other things and with other people, and that would have been one of the main things that held the group together, is wanting our children to know each other, wanting our children to have as many opportunities as they could. And as our children grew up and in many instances moved away, certainly many went off to school, many moved away, I would guess that we had fewer things to talk about.
As your involvements grew away from the fellowship, how much of an impact do you think the fellowship had on your activities later in life?
I think a lot. I think the people involved in the fellowship have always made a point of being involved in things that matter. Certainly racial things, but I hope involved in city, in keeping the city going in a certain direction. And I think that's think it was very important in within the people in the fellowship when we had our first black council person, that sort of thing. I think that was of real importance to all of the women involved in this group.
You mentioned in your last interview that you were also active in Job Corps.
I taught in Job Corps after, when I went back to teaching, I taught actually and was in mid-management in Job Corps. And at that time, when I first started with Job Corps, I would say that a large percentage of our students were black, because that's where the real poverty still was. And when I first went with Job Corps, it was important within the Job Corps program that the students not be from the area where the Job Corps was, where the Job Corps Center was that you were working with. So that in McKinney, we had lots of people from the Deep South, lots of people from New York City, very few from Texas. And because it was felt that when you pulled people away from where they lived and the habits of where they were growing up, you could have a bigger impact. And then as it became more difficult to fund Job Corps, after the, you know, this started with Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty, and after the Johnson years, and it became rather difficult, the funding was. And so it was, the impetus changed at that point, because then the travel money was we tried to do away with, so that it was more people involved in your area that were at your Job Corps Center. Just, I don't know how else to put it, but then there would have been people from Denton, for example, at McKinney Job Corps Center. Whereas the first years I was with Job Corps, there would have been no one there from Denton.
What inspired you to join the Job Corps in particular?
Well, for one thing, I had been teaching speech, drama, and debate, which is a very time-consuming job, believe me. And I knew that I couldn't do what I would want to do in that program with a family. So I looked for another outlet for teaching. And very frankly, also, I didn't have to get a Texas teaching certificate. I could use my Oklahoma and Arkansas teaching certificates. As long as you were certified, you could teach in Job Corps. And then I discovered it was something I really liked and that I really felt like I was doing a good job of.
Mm-hmm.